Friday was the last day on the job for former Glenwood Springs City Manager Jeff Hexell. He served as manager for more than a decade and was involved in projects he says improved residents' quality of life. His departure comes after some members of City Council pushed to end his contract early. I spoke with them on his last day.
You know, it's bittersweet. I've had a good run in Glenwood Springs, 11 years. Been able to work with a bunch of people to get some good things done and work with a bunch of great people. Obviously, I think in my situation, I wish I had another job lined up and that I was able to jump from one place to the next. But I don't, but I hope to have one soon.
What would you consider your greatest accomplishment during that time?
It's pretty difficult to pick one accomplishment that is perhaps better than all the others. But I think probably the thing that was the most challenging, which I think we overcame here, was the long drawn out recession and dealing with it in such a manner that the community was largely unaffected. We had double digit declines in our sales tax revenue year over year, and we were able to manage through time without having to do significant reductions in force that affected services.
So what has been your greatest challenge?
I would say building consensus to get things done. I jokingly say this, Glenwood is the smallest small town that I've ever worked in. And sometimes what that means is it's tough to get things done.
What was an issue that was particularly challenging to get consensus on?
The most recent example that's been going on for some time is the Grand Avenue Bridge and what to do with Highway 82. You know, it's very controversial. A lot of very strong opinions about what should or shouldn't be done.
Is Glenwood Springs the same community now as when you took the reins 11 years ago?
You know, I don't think so. You know, there are a couple of things that I would say have impacted the community. One of those things is what I mentioned earlier is, you know, the Great Recession has had an impact, and Glenwood Springs is not necessarily fully recovered. Secondly is marijuana, and the legalization of marijuana in the state of Colorado has impacted Glenwood Springs. There's some other things that I would mention in terms of projects and the remodeling and expansion of the community center here. I can mention the Whitewater Park. I can mention the South Glenwood River Trail.
The circumstances around your leaving are unusual. You know, what's your take on how your position has ended with Glenwood Springs?
In this profession, the city management profession, what's happened to me here in Glenwood Springs is really not unusual at all. Unfortunately, this happens to city managers all over the United States. There are elections that occur and new city council people come in and they want to see a change.
Do you want to leave your job now?
You know, actually, I'm comfortable with that. I would just say that I've really enjoyed the opportunity to work in Glenwood Springs. This is a great place and I really have appreciated the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
Jeff Hexell speaking on his last day as Glenwood Springs City Manager on Friday, and interim manager Andrew Gorgay will replace him.